Today's installment of our sound clip series comes from the other end of the Earth, the South Pole.
My name is Jim Hetrick. I live in Stockton, California, and I'm the chairman of the physics department at the University of the Pacific. The sound that you're listening to is a very low-frequency radio wave. I recorded it at the South Pole in 1982. I was there for 13 months studying cosmic rays, the auroras, the Earth's magnetosphere, the solar wind, and the interaction between all of these. The sound that you hear is called a whistler. It's produced by a lightning flash that's somewhere in the northern hemisphere. When the lightning flashes, it creates radio waves at all different frequencies. And some of those propagate upward and get into the magnetosphere of the Earth and travel along the magnetic field lines and end up in the southern hemisphere. But along the way, the radio pulse gets distorted. It suffers what we call dispersion, which means that the lower frequency waves travel significantly slower than the high frequency waves. So the original pop gets stretched out. The highest frequencies arrive first, followed by kind of an avalanche of lower and lower frequencies. The radio waves that your car radio receives are at much higher frequency. These radio waves are in the audio range already, and so all you have to do is detect the radio wave and send it to a speaker and amplify it.
Listener Jim Hetrick of Stockton, California, with naturally occurring radio waves collected at the South Pole. Find out more about our series at our website, npr.org. Look for the word sound clips.